Placement Test, Listening, Section 1. You'll hear two teachers discussing a school trip. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Oh, there you are, Paul. Do you have a few minutes? Can we think about this year's school trip?
Hi, Jean. Yes, of course. Have you got any ideas?
I've been looking through some information and I've brought a few leaflets with me. Here you are.
Okay, thanks. Just remind me when the trip is.
Next Friday. We'll be leaving at 9 and be back here at around 4, so we've probably got time to visit a couple of places. Let's see. What leaflet have you got there?
Central Gardens. Looks like a nice place. It's open from 9 until 6, so we could go there anytime we wanted, really. What about there in the morning and then somewhere else in the afternoon?
Farmers Market would be an option first as well, at least until they close at 1. Or we could try Grey Castle. That should be possible in the morning or in the afternoon. Oh, hang on. That's at the weekend. The last admission is at noon on weekdays. Greenhall says the same thing.
Queen's Park opens at 8, so we could go there first. Or, according to these times, we could go there on the way back to school, because they don't close the gates until sunset during the week.
Okay, that gives us a few options. We went to Queen's Park a couple of years ago, didn't we? I seem to remember that the pupils really enjoyed it. It'd be nice to go somewhere new as well. I've seen groups from other schools going around Grey Castle.
So have I. But then again, maybe we should play it safe and go to Green Hall. At least we've got experience of taking classes around there. Farmers Market is popular with other schools, though, so it must be interesting.
It'd be good to go somewhere where someone can show the pupils around, you know, explain things to them. I've been on a tour around the castle, and they do a really good job. I think they have guides at the hall, too, don't they?
It says here that they used to, but don't anymore. You can get shown around Central Gardens, though. I think we'd have to do any explaining if we took the pupils to the market or the park. That wouldn't be a problem, though.
No, and at least those two would be free, wouldn't they? I think all the others charge, and we'd have to get the parents to pay some money.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind paying if it was a small amount. Let me check the leaflets. There's a special price for large groups at Grey Castle. Oh, but you can get into Central Gardens for nothing.
Right. Oh, I've just thought of something. We wouldn't need to book anything if we were going to Queen's Park. But what about the other places?
Central Gardens say you need to let them know if there are more than 10 people in your group, which would include us. The same at Grey Castle. Farmers Market says you can just turn up, and so does Green Hall.
Right. Well, I suggest we take the pupils to Grey Castle for a tour in the morning. How does that sound?
Yes, sounds good. We should contact them to book it as soon as possible. In the afternoon, we can do something a bit more relaxed at the park, and we'll have to think about going to Green Hall another year. Shame Farmers Market isn't open, but we can't change the day.
So that's a decision then. Now, let's think about what we're going to get the pupils to do. It's a school trip, after all, and we should give them some work to do.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
I think they should know something about the place before they go. That way they know what they're looking at, and they'll be able to write about it better when they get back. I'll put some information together to look at home and give them copies after the next lesson.
Good idea. I'll write something for them to do as they're going around the place. We did a quiz last year, and that worked really well. I'll do the same kind of thing this time.
Okay. Now, what about the travel arrangements? How are we getting there?
What do you think? I remember one year Mrs. Jackson took her group by bus, and that was a complete nightmare.
It's quite a long way, isn't it? We could hire a coach for the day, which is what we usually do. Or there's the train.
It's rush hour, though, isn't it? So it'll be really crowded. And it'll be more convenient for the rest of the day if we've got our own transport.
Yes, we'll do that then. Anything else?
Oh, we need to let the parents know what's happening. We could ask the office to call everyone.
It would take too long with so many. I know when we send a letter home, there are always a few pupils who lose it, but not all the parents have email yet, so I don't think we have any choice, really. I'll write something and take it to the school office this afternoon.
Right. I'll go and tell the pupils the good news.